Ohio schools are generally thought of as gun-free zones, but there are exceptions. State law dictates that no one can carry a weapon on school grounds, unless they have written authorization from the local school board. Christina Rogner, a Republican House member from the Hudson area, says that loophole needs tightening.
As long as the school board gives them the approval, they can have all the teachers, all the janitors, all the staff, they can have all the parents, they can let everyone carry weapons into schools as long as they give them the approval. And right now there are no protocols, no safeguards.
Rogner has introduced a bill that would require districts to work with local law enforcement in deciding who can carry a gun in school and how to train them. Her bill would also allow schools to conceal the names of individuals permitted to carry weapons, and it would protect the individuals and schools from liability for any accidents unless they were the result of reckless and wanton conduct. Another bill that's getting a hearing this week by the House Education Committee aims to encourage religious education. It would allow public high schools to give credits for religion courses students take outside of school. Democrat Bill Patman of Cleveland sponsors that bill.
If you look at your dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust." If you go to court and they ask you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. I would not like that to be a mystery for some young person.
Classes in any religion could count as long as they meet certain academic qualifications. Students would have to pay for their own transportation to and from religion classes. I'm Ida Liaskovsky.